here's a story from The World.
In Cuba, people are getting more and more fed up with rules and regulations. The internet is helping fuel that. The most recent groups to voice their dissent, rappers, musicians, and young Cubans. The Cuban government has noticed and is clamping down. Roseanne Lake is the Cuba correspondent for The Economist magazine. You're about to hear her speak with Jason Palmer of the Intelligence Podcast, brought to us by our friends at Economist Radio. The demonstration she describes took place on November 27th in Havana, where nearly 300 people gathered outside the culture ministry.
Protests or gatherings of that size are simply not tolerated. It was also a very long event. It started early in the day and ended early the next morning at around 2 a.m.
And so what prompted people to take that risk, to go out and assemble in those kinds of numbers?
Something else somewhat unprecedented. On November 26th, there was a raid on an apartment in San Isidro, which is a poor neighborhood of Havana. And it was something of a violent raid. So using the pretext that one of the people inside of this apartment had flouted a COVID-19 quarantine regulation, agents dressed in medical gowns broke down the door and they arrested the 14 people inside. Now, most of these people had been inside the apartment for about 8 days, and a few of them were on a hunger and thirst strike in protest of the arrest of a young rapper named Denis Solis, who had been imprisoned and is still in prison because he was accused of disrespecting authority. And this movement took place inside this apartment is part of a wider protest movement known as the Movimiento San Isidro, so named after the neighborhood where these 14 people were. And it's basically a motley collective that includes artists, academics, journalists, rappers, dissident poets, and even some scientists who are advocating for freedom of expression and democratic values, which obviously in Cuba can be complicated. Mucha historia que llegaron a su fin, mucha gente ruin, muchas flores muertas en mi jardín, nadie me enseñó. It is telling that outside of the ministry that day, you had very prominent Cuban artists, and they came out in defense of the people gathered there. They're not considered radical, they're well established, they're cultural icons in Cuba, and they came out in support of the protesters from the movement. So it's sort of been taken to another level. And if you speak to people like Carlos Manuel Alvarez, he was one of those detained from the raid at the apartment in San Isidro. His view on the situation is that there are signs of an emerging collective unconformity in Cuba, which I thought was very interesting. And he said that young people with very different ideas gathered that day in front of the ministry, many of them not even knowing why they were there, but they just felt the need to go. This was his way of expressing that this was possibly Cuba's first step in developing what might eventually be a civic culture.
That was Roseanne Lake of The Economist. You can hear more of her reporting about the explosion of Cuban activism at The Economist Radio's The Intelligence Podcast.
From PRX.